guys, welcome to the very first episode of The Wall Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie O'Quigley. I'm an award-winning blogger and a beauty publicist now based here in New York City. My vision is to make The Wall a voice of hard work and fun, but a lot of keeping it real. The Wall will focus on the setbacks that everyone experiences no matter what the journey, be it personal, business, finance or health. Everyone has walls to get over, but it's how they get over them and what they learn from it that I believe holds the most value. On The Wall, I want to bring on a number of different guests to share their own wall or walls from their own various journeys. So get ready to hear the highs and the lows from these roads less traveled. For those of you who don't know me, I probably should give you an idea of who I am. My own personal path through life is still quite young, but I've climbed over and knocked down my own fair share of walls. I'm 27 and I was born in Dublin, but I moved to the Isle of Manhattan just under 3 years ago. My teenage years were somewhat normal: persistent acne, ongoing anxiety, panic attacks, cognitive behavioral therapy, and a spell of mysterious illnesses that left me in chronic pain for a number of years. I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism at the age of 15, along with a condition called costochondritis that persisted for over 4 years. I never had a notion of what I wanted to pursue career-wise. I studied advertising and marketing communications at IT Talent in Dublin, and I breezed through 4 years of education in radio, TV production, event management, advertising, and public relations. I launched my own blog, which is now called StephanieO'Quigley.com, in 2012, and I have been actively blogging for the last 7 years. Before I even finished my final year college exams, I joined, most of you might know, Irish businesswoman Marissa Carter in pursuing the growth of Coco Brown Tan. By the time I was 21, I was marketing manager of what became an international beauty brand. I'd worked with the Kardashians, attended the Oscars twice, and I travelled around the world helping to move the needle on the expansion of the fastest selling fake tan in the world. During my time in Dublin, my health balanced out and I lost about 4.5 stone, or approximately 75 pounds to some. I studied a diploma in personal nutrition and I picked up running and I really haven't stopped since. Mind you, I haven't got that much better either. After 4 years of living the absolute dream, working with the best team and learning everything there is to know about fake tan, I sold everything that I owned and I moved to Manhattan on my own, sharing my evolving story through my social media channels and my blog. Although New York has been nothing but a scary and a bumpy road so far, I've managed to make more of my dreams come true in this city that really never sleeps. I now occupy the role as senior beauty publicist in one of the leading beauty PR firms here in Manhattan. I've worked all kinds of events, including New York Fashion Week, and I spend my days growing some of the most coveted beauty brands on the shelves of Sephora, Ulta, and Barney's. But this really isn't about me. This is about people like me. This is about girls like me. I was never really that book smart, and I still haven't figured out what I want to be when I grow up. The message of The Wall is not about the end achievement, but more about the motivations, logic, and strategy used to break through, break down, or jump over the wall. It's the dirty journey, not the shiny finish. The shit days, the days where you feel like giving up, and all of the people who tell you that it can't be done. It's about standing on your own 2 feet, holding your integrity through thick and thin. So, I hope you enjoy these interviews and stories from all these amazing guests that I have lined up. If I inspire just one of you from creating this content, I believe that it's a job well done. As always, I can be reached on my Instagram handle at Stephanie O'Quigley, and I'll leave my contact details in the description box below. If any of you know of a suitable guest for the podcast, please do send them my way. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this intro episode along with many more podcast episodes coming your way.